content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello and welcome to our October 2025 edition of Heard Any Good Books Lately, a program from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm George Douglas. This program is brought to you by the Friends of the State Library of North Carolina, Accessible Books and Library Services, an organization of citizens, volunteers, and patrons, all interested in supporting the library and the services it provides. The Friends Group was founded in 1989 and now has more than 300 members across North Carolina. If you'd like to join the Friends Group yourself, we'll have information on how to do that later in the program. This program is all about books available from the State Library of North Carolina, Accessible Books and Library Services. The library has more than 86,000 titles in its collection. Books and magazines are available in large print, braille, and talking books as well. The library also has more than 11,000 patrons across the state, and if you're not a patron, but are interested in becoming one, I'll have more information about that at the end of this program as well. This month, we'll be looking at some of the most popular books checked out in the month of September at the State Library of North Carolina, Accessible Books and Library Services. We begin with a book by Victoria Jenkins. This one is called The Argument. It happens to every mother. One day, the daughter whose whole world you once were becomes someone you barely know, and you don't know the secret she's hiding. One hot summer night, 15-year-old Olivia comes home late from a party she was strictly forbidden from going to, and she and her mother, Hannah, start arguing. Soon, Olivia speaks the words that every parent has heard from their teenage child. I hate you, you've ruined my life, and I'm never speaking to you again. Olivia has never been an easy child, a sharp contrast to her easygoing, happy-go-lucky little sister. But Hannah thinks Olivia's outburst is the end of a normal family argument. In fact, it's only the beginning of a nightmare. After one day of silence, Hannah thinks Olivia is taking a teenage sulk too far. After 2 days, she starts to feel anxious that something more serious could be going on. After a week, when her daughter still hasn't spoken, Hannah knows that Olivia is hiding a bigger darkness, something that could threaten to tear their precious family apart. The Argument is an unput-downable psychological thriller that asks how far we can push our families before they finally break. This is perfect for fans of Gillian Lynn, The Woman in the Window, and The Silent Patient. Once again, the book is called The Argument, and it's by Victoria Jenkins. Now let's take a look at a new book by Freda McFadden, who is a well-known best-selling author. She wrote The Boyfriend and The Housemaid, both of which we've talked about before. This one we're featuring this month was the Amazon 2025 Best Mystery of the Year so far. It's called The Tenant by Freda McFadden. There's no place like home. Blake Porter is riding high until he's not. Fired abruptly from his job as a VP of marketing and unable to make the mortgage payments on the new brownstone he shares with his fiancée, he is desperate to make ends meet. Enter Whitney, beautiful, charming, down-to-earth, and looking for a room to rent. She's exactly what Blake's looking for. Or is she? Because something isn't quite right. The neighbors start treating Blake differently. The smell of decay permeates his home, no matter how hard he scrubs. Strange noises jar him awake in the middle of the night. And soon, Blake fears someone knows his darkest secrets. danger lives right at home. And by the time Blake realizes it, it'll be far too late. The trap is already set. Sounds like a great new mystery by Freda McFadden. That one is called The Tenant. Now let's take a look at a book called Coded Justice by Stacey Abrams. This is a prescient new thriller by the New York Times bestselling author Stacey Abrams. It is an Avery Keene series book, and of course Stacey Abrams is nationally known as a former Supreme Court clerk, and this is one that I think you will really enjoy. She's back trying to put the past behind her at a prestigious high-end law firm in Washington, D.C. Head down and focused on a new life, Avery is now working as an internal investigator when a high-profile client seeks her out. Kamaska Enterprises has a big problem and a short runway. The tech company has developed a new integrated AI system that is poised to revolutionize the medical industry. To prove its potential, Kamaska's charismatic founder, retired Major Rafe Diaz, has picked a complicated delivering cutting-edge healthcare to his fellow veterans. The potential is staggering, but their prototype has been plagued by a series of disturbing anomalies, culminating in the mysterious death of a beloved Kamaska engineer. Avery and her colleagues, Jarrett, Ling, and Noah, are brought into the secretive company to investigate from the inside out. At the epicenter of a burgeoning controversial industry, and with billions of dollars on the line, their task is to determine whether Kamaska's technical troubles and rising body count reveal something sinister at work. In Coded Justice, Stacey Abrams' storytelling prowess is on full display, a deft combination of riveting twists and vibrant characters set against the fascinating landscape of the capabilities of artificial intelligence and the moral boundaries that govern it. Coded Justice is Abrams' most entertaining novel to date. Once again, the book is by Stacey Abrams, and it's called Coded Justice. Now let's turn to another new book called Find My Daughter. And this one is by Jennifer Chase, and this is a summary and a review that was written by Sherry Raybock. She hears footsteps approaching, then the clunk of a heavy lock. Her body is numb in the cold, but she stands determined to fight. A blinding light overpowers her, and the world goes black. When Detective Katie Scott finds a woman dying in the car park, blood pooling around her, she reaches her just in time to hear her utter the words, "Find my daughter." Katie doesn't waste a second gathering her team and pulling the case file for the missing child, Anna Braxton, a teen with sparkling blue eyes and an even brighter future. Staring at the blank investigation board, Katie won't rest until she fulfills Anna's mother's dying wish. Searching the Braxtons' impeccable family home, Katie finds Anna's journal, filled with teenage secrets. Buried among the pages, she thinks she finds a lead. A strange man reached out to Anna just days before she went missing. But the case takes a terrifying turn when Anna's best friend also vanishes. Hours later, a girl's body is found in the embers of a house fire, her yellow satin dress devastatingly beautiful among the ashes. It is Anna, her best friend, or is it another girl? One thing is certain. A monster has the close-knit community of Pine Valley in a chokehold. And Katie must get one step ahead of the killer before any more precious young lives are taken. But at what cost? A jaw-dropping and absolutely gripping thriller for fans of Lisa Regan, Rachel Caine, and Melinda Lee that will have you racing through pages all night long. Prepare to start sleeping with the lights on after tearing through this gripping thriller from USA Today and Amazon bestseller Jennifer Chase. Now, here's the review part of this summary here by Sherry Reebok. This is such a good series that includes a canine partner, Cisco, for Katie. Although in this one, Cisco is mentioned but not featured prominently through most of the book, but I'll always take whatever animal I can get, the reviewer says. The darkness of the case is offset by Katie and McGavin's friendship and her helping him with his love life. I like their connection and how well they work as a team. Knowing each other so well will help them get through a harrowing part of the investigation. Now, this starts out running, and the pace never relents. I like the chapters from the killer's point of view. It gives me insight, but not enough for me to figure out who it is. It had me doubting every male character in the book at one point or another. He's an ever-changing chameleon that will keep the team on their toes. He is clever, but Katie has a few tricks up her sleeve to keep him guessing, too. And that ending, I just know there will be a round two. Is it too soon to start wishing for the next book? Well, that's a review by Sherry Reebok, and it's about a new book by Jennifer Chase, which is called Find My Daughter. Now let's take a look at a book by Rayanne Thane, and this one is called The Lost Book of First Loves. Here's the plot. Raised by her literary icon father, Carson Wells, Allison Wells always felt loved, even though her mother died when she was a teen. But when she takes a DNA test on a whim and discovers she has a sister she never knew about, it's clear there are things her father didn't tell her before he died. Determined to meet Juniper, her half-sister, and unravel the truth of what happened all those years ago, Allie finds herself taking a job as Juniper's intern. She'll eventually figure out a way to tell Juniper the truth of their relationship, but she never could have imagined what would happen next. Juniper Connolly has always been incredibly healthy until she wakes up in the hospital after experiencing cardiac arrest with her new and recently fired intern to thank for saving her life. It's clear June needs to de-stress her life a little. So when Allie offers her the use of her family's cabin in a small Wyoming town, June has no reason not to go. But when she arrives, her life will never be the same. Under the wide-open spaces of the Wyoming summer sun, Allie and June will untangle the secrets and lies their lives were built on to discover who they really are and what family really means. But even more than that, they'll build a real relationship with one another and finally become sisters. Once again, the book is called The Lost Book of First Loves, and it's by Rayanne Thane. And you're listening to Heard Any Good Books Lately, a monthly feature from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm George Douglas. Thanks so much for joining me today. We've been talking about novels since we started this program. Now we're going to get into a book of nonfiction that was very popular this past month in the library. It's called War Without Rules, China's Playbook for Global Domination. And it's by Robert Spalding, very popular this past month, as I mentioned. However, it was actually written 3 years ago, in April of 2022. Here's a summary of this book. In its fight for global dominance, Communist China has thrown out the old rules of war. China expert General Robert Spalding walks us through their new playbook. Many Americans are finally waking up to the alarming reality of China's stealth war on the United States and puzzling over how to push back against its insidious infiltration. What few realize is that we have one real advantage in this war. The Chinese Communist Party's strategy for total war has been written out in Unrestricted Warfare, the Chinese book, well known there, that has become their new art of war. In War Without Rules, retired Air Force Brigadier General Rob Spalding takes Americans inside unrestricted warfare. He walks readers through the principles of this book, revealing the Chinese belief that there is no sector of life outside the realm of war. He shows how the CCP itself has promised to use corporate espionage, global pandemics, and trade violations to achieve dominance. Most importantly, he provides insight into how, once Americans are aware of the tactics, we can fight back against CCP's creeping influence. More than a vital read for those interested in China, War Without Rules is essential reading for anyone, from policymakers and diplomats to businessmen and investors, finally waking up to the stealth war. Knowledge is power, and it's time to arm yourself. Once again, this is a book written a couple of years ago, very popular this past month in the North Carolina State Library. It's called War Without Rules, and it's China's Playbook for Global Domination by Robert Spalding. Now back to fiction. Here's a book called The Silver Bone by Andriy Kirkhoff. And this is a long list for the 2024 International Booker Prize. From Ukraine's most celebrated novelist, a gift for crime fiction fans that introduces rookie detective Samson Kaliko in Kyiv as he tackles his first case set against real-life details of the tumultuous early 20th century. Kyiv, 1919. World War I has ended in Western Europe, but to the east, six factions continue to vie for control of Ukraine. Amidst the political turmoil, young Samson Kaliko is forced to place his engineering career on hold. But in the city of Kyiv, everything remains up for grabs, and new opportunity lurks just around the corner. When two Red Army soldiers commandeer his home, Samson's life is completely upended. But as Samson juggles his personal life, including a budding romance with the ingenious Nadezhda, a statistician helping run the city's census, with the soldiers' intrusion, he winds up overhearing their secret plans. Deciding to report them, Samson instead finds himself unwittingly recruited as an investigator for the city's new police force. His first case involves two murders, a long bone made of pure silver, and a suit of decidedly unusual proportions, tailored from fine English cloth. The odds stacked against him, Samson turns to Nadezhda, who proves to be more than his match. Inflected with Kirkhoff's signature humor and off-kilter universe, The Silver Bone takes its inspiration from the archives of Kyiv's secret police, crafting a propulsive narrative bursting to life with rich historical detail. The book is called The Silver Bone, and it's by Andriy Kirkhoff, and it was translated from Russian by Boris Dragyuk. Now another book by Frieda McFadden. This one particular book is called The Wife Upstairs, Here's the plot for this one. Victoria Barnett has it all. A great career as a nurse practitioner, a handsome and loving husband, a beautiful home in the suburbs, and a plan to fill it with children. Life is perfect, or so it seems. Then she's in a terrible accident, and her life is forever changed. Sylvia Robinson is hired as a caregiver for Victoria. Sylvia moves into a spare room, feeds Victoria, and takes her on long walks. The two women become friends. But as it turns out, this simple nursing job is more than what it seems. As Sylvia and Victoria's friendship grows, Sylvia realizes that Victoria is desperately trying to tell her something. If only she could speak. Once again, the book is called The Wife Upstairs, and it's by Freda McFadden. Now, another new book that came out just a couple of months ago in June of 2025 called The First Gentleman by former President Bill Clinton and James Patterson. The former president teams up again with the industrial strength Tailspinner to deliver an action-packed mystery. Here's the plot for this one. Cole Wright is in big trouble. Thanks to the dogged diggings of former Boston Globe reporter Garrett Wilson and his partner, sometime lawyer, Bree Cook, the former New England Patriots tight end is on trial for murdering his cheerleader girlfriend 17 years earlier. Thing is, Cole is now married to Madeline Parson Wright, the President of the United States. Of them, Bree spits, they're not a couple, they're a damn criminal enterprise. Garrett and Bree are shopping a book in which they claim to have hard evidence that Cole Wright killed Suzanne Bonanno. But as they probe deeper into the story, things become murky. Mafioso and a contract killer, FBI agents, overworked cops, a law professor with deep insight into Cole's enemies, and sleek political operatives all wait their turn to complicate this tale. For all the tangled threads, Clinton and Patterson turn in a taut yarn that's satisfyingly stuffed with red herrings, a neatly engineered conspiracy, and more than a few dead bodies. One is tempted, of course, to read between the lines. The First Gentleman is, after all, married to the first woman president, and there's a vast right-wing effort to stymie her efforts to forge a grand bargain. That, among other things, is going to increase the legal immigration quota by 1 million people per year for a decade, raise the corporate tax rate to an ironclad 15%, and bring back Al Gore's Reinventing Government initiative from the 1990s. Suffice it to say that the primary audience for the book is not the MAGA crowd. Carefully constructed, entertaining escapism with a political edge, and just the thing for beach or airplane reading. The book is called The First Gentleman, and it's by Bill Clinton and James Patterson. Now let's look at another nonfiction work here. This one is called Think You'll Be Happy, Moving Through Grief with Grit, Grace, and Gratitude. And this is written by Nicole Avant, and it was written in 2023, the USA Today bestseller, a spirit-lifting memoir on how to turn pain into purpose, how to live always in gratitude, and how to face down tragedy and turn it into love. Nicole Avant, diplomat, philanthropist, filmmaker, grew up surrounded by some of the most extraordinary artists of our time. Bill Withers, Oprah Winfrey, Quincy Jones, Sidney Poitier, her parents, entertainment mogul Clarence Avant, and legendary philanthropist Jacqueline Avant, turned their home into a place of refuge and inspiration for a generation of geniuses. Nicole drew on that magical upbringing to create a stellar career in the music business, become the U.S. ambassador to the Bahamas, and produce critically acclaimed award-winning films and documentaries. Then an unthinkable tragedy struck. Her mother was fatally shot in December 2021. In this searing and inspiring memoir, Nicole turns the pain of her family's loss into the fuel that pushes her forward into an even more committed life of love and activism. "We can't banish evil," she writes. "We have to learn to swim through trauma and live for all of those who can't. Turning tragedy into inspiration, think you'll be happy," her mom's last words to Nicole, provides a roadmap for anyone working to remain positive and anchored in hope. Once again, it's called Think You'll Be Happy, Moving Through Grief with Grit, Grace, and Gratitude by Nicole Avant. And time for one more book on this program. This one is also nonfiction. It's called Fahrenheit 182. And it is a smart, funny, and refreshing memoir from Mark Hoppus, the vocalist, bassist, and founding member of the pop punk band Blink 182. Now, this is the story of an angst-filled kid from the desert navigating the chaos of his parents' bitter divorce and searching for his place in the world. Each move across the country was a chance to reinvent himself, switching identities from dork to goth to skate punk, and eventually meeting his best friend who just so happens to be his musical soulmate. With sharp humor and raw honesty, Fahrenheit 182 takes readers through Mark's formative years as a latchkey kid in the 1980s, hooked on punk rock, skateboards, and MTV. Along the way, Mark reflects on his lifelong battle with anxiety, his celebrated career with Blink 182, and his public fight with cancer in a voice that's both relatable and unmistakably his own. Threaded with heartfelt grit, Fahrenheit 182 is more than just a memoir for Blink 182 fans. It's a funny, smart, and deeply human story for anyone who struggled, reinvented themselves, and wanted to quit but kept on going. Once again, it's called Fahrenheit 182 by Mark Hoppus. And that's all the time we have for this month's edition of Heard Any Good Books Lately? I'm George Douglas. I hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like more information about how to become a patron of the State Library of North Carolina, accessible books and library services, simply Google for Accessible Books North Carolina Library or call 888-388-2460. You can also use the same numbers and website to join the Friends of the State Library of North Carolina, Accessible Books and Library Services. It is that wonderful organization that sponsors this monthly feature on books. This program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Heard Any Good Books Lately will be available right after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long, until next time.